Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening. 6:09 just now here in Lansing. A cool evening on this rather short Thanksgiving week. Hopefully it'll be short and sweet. On tonight's show, it's getting cold, and while you may be able to turn the heat up, tens of thousands of Michigan residents this year won't be getting assistance for heating costs. We'll talk about why and what Lansing lawmakers may or may not do about it. And it's a tough job market, but what about college graduates who not only need to make a living, but also may have huge student loans to pay off? We'll get the latest on their prospects. But first, Lansing lawmakers still off this week, but when they return, they'll likely take up the bipartisan proposal to allow elected county officials to eliminate the independence of county road commissions. Governor Snyder supports the legislation, and it certainly couldn't be more relevant to Ingham County, which has had some high drama on its road commission over the past several months. To talk about it, I'm joined by John Niemel, the director of the County Road Association of Michigan. Welcome to the program, John.
Thanks, Michael.
Now, you know, in some ways, considering the local issues that county road commissions address, why shouldn't they be a direct part of the local government?
Well, they are a part of local government. They may not be directly under the control, the direct control of the county board, but they are appointed member road commissions and or elected by the public to represent them on matters that relate to roads and bridges in the county. So they are technically a part of government. They just they have their duties and responsibilities, and they're focused just on roads and bridges.
I guess the confusing part is they don't have to answer to the county commissioners. Who do road commissions?
Well, they kind of do. I mean, the reality is that, especially you mentioned Ingham County, they are appointed by the county board of commissioners, and quite frankly, they are answerable to the county board. They decide whether they are appointed to the board, whether they stay on the board. The board can remove them if they see they're not doing the job that they have expectations for. And they set their salaries and benefits, and so they do exert a certain amount of control.
Well, in fact, what you're talking about is interesting because it really gets to the heart of what we've been seeing here in the county. Our own morning show host Tony Connolly has been following this drama every step of the way, in which we have the road commission chairs being accused of all kinds of things, ultimately of not running the road commission in the best way. But at the same time, the county commissioners apparently don't have any power to get her out of office. Now, is that not, in fact, the situation many county commissioners face?
Well, they do have the ability to do that. The county law that dictates their appointments and removals does specify, in some cases, for malfeasance or misfeasance. In the road law, the requirement is to identify the charges against the individual member of the road commission and give them an opportunity at a public meeting of the county board, and the county board would make the decision whether or not that person stays on the road commission or is removed. And if they're elected, they recall like any other elected county official
And what if like a road commission chair is simply not administrating the way that county commissioners think would be the most effective way? I mean, would that be grounds for removal also?
I don't know how they would argue it here over in Ingham County, but in my experience with the counties and road commissions, they have removed, there haven't been a long list of counties that have done that, but they have around the state, anecdotally, there have been a number of counties that have removed road commissioners by going through that process of identifying what it is that they feel that the road commissioners commission has not done according to how they feel, and held their public hearings and made her determination to remove them. So it does happen. It doesn't happen that often, but it does happen, and they've used it. They exercise their right to do that.
I wonder, have you followed the developments here in Ingham County when it comes to the road commission? Because there have been several hearings on the matter. I guess it's called, there was an independent study that found there was a culture of mistrust within the road commission. Have you followed the details of it?
I've gotten whatever information that's been available basically publicly, like all the rest of the public has on that issue.
And do you feel that in this, in the case as it's been unfolding, that there should be some real changes made to the road commission and maybe even the removal of the commission chair?
I guess I wouldn't be in a position to say that that's the process. I think that from at the very least, the county board needs to have some dialogue and more dialogue with the county road commission on their expectations and how they feel, and make sure that they, if they have directives that they feel should be appropriate for these members to be retained on the county road commission, that they would expect them to be followed.
I'm talking to John Niemel, the director of the County Road Association of Michigan. I guess I wonder, why do we need a road commission rather than, let's say, a single administrator? Because ultimately the road work is done by hopefully a robust crew of workers. But why do we need a commission to actually run that type of work in that kind of department?
Well, it's a system that's been in place for over 90 years, and it has worked well here in the state because it allows them to focus on the key issues of roads and bridges. It doesn't put them in the political arena having to compete with other attentions that are out there. The county board, especially in Ingham County, has a very full plate of activities that they're involved in, and this gives the road commission, this separate road commission, the opportunity to simply focus on roads and bridges.
Although, doesn't the fact that you have a commission, doesn't that allow for all kinds of other political issues to come up if, rather than having one leader that kind of directs the department?
Typically, it's a 3-5-member board, and it's a decision-making process amongst the members of the road commission board that set the policy for how the road commission operates. It sets the policy for the decision-making process, not only for, I mean, they don't necessarily have to be involved in the day-to-day operations. You get the winter operations. They're you know, the Ingham County has a very adequate crew that, that knows what they need to do for winter operations. But they make the broad spectrum decisions that are what road projects need to be done, what bridges need to be improved, and the general direction of how the road commission should operate.
Now, one of the arguments apparently for folding or allowing local leaders to fold the road commission into the county government is that there would be some cost savings involved. How are road commissions then, how are they typically funded? Is it all through local funding? Or
The road commission is funded primarily through a major source, and that's state funding. The state collected revenues for vehicle registrations and fuel taxes are distributed by formula to the 83 road county road agencies and the several 534 cities and villages and MDOT. And that's from the county perspective, that's their primary source of funding. They do also get a share of some federal funds. All 83 road commissions and all the cities and villages that have federally eligible roads will share in about 25% of the federal funds that come in. Some counties have a county millage. I think there's 14 of them in the state that have a countywide millage to help the road commission fund road projects. There are several hundred townships around the state that have millages that they use to help the road commission in funding projects. But predominantly, the revenue for the road commission are state-collected fuel taxes and vehicle registrations.
Well, so what would be the problem then if, now the bill, from what I understand, gives local and county officials the power to bring the commission into within the local government if they choose to. So what would be wrong with taking that kind of an action?
Well, the concern that we have is a couple. One is, will that suddenly make it more politicized? The county board definitely is an elected governing body. They all represent specific areas within the county. Their road commission members are at large. Their interest is in the entire area of the county where there are county roads. And again, by example, because you're discussing Ingham County, 10 of the 16 county board members are their districts are wholly within a city, and the question could be raised whether or not they have that full interest of the remaining portion of the county that is not within those cities because there aren't any county roads there. They are city streets. They're responsible. The cities are responsible for the streets, or if there's trunk line, the state mm-hmm. is. But on the remaining portion of the county, it's, you know, that would be out there. That's what the county road commission represents. That's where they focus their attention on. And the challenge would be is how, you know, if it can be argued that it's politicized now with an at-large governing body who knows that their representation and their responsibility is is to deal with the unincorporated areas of the county to put it to a county commission whose major responsibilities by their where they're elected are in incorporated cities.
Well, about a minute left. Do you expect, with the bipartisan support that this legislation has and the fact the governor also backs it, that it will in fact likely pass?
Well, we expect it to do that, and that's why we haven't, our association has taken a position to not oppose the legislation that was introduced, but to offer up some amendments that would keep the process, if a county wanted to do it, in the case of Ingham County, that there be a specific open process and transparent process for making that decision. Get an independent audit to make sure that they're going into it knowing what they are. Road commissions are audited, but it's like any business. If you're buying a business, you want to make sure on your own whether you're getting into the right thing. Develop a good debt and risk management development plan. Hold some public hearings to make sure that it's the right thing to do. And the key in all of that, and that's what we argue probably the most, is that it ought to be a decision made by the public. The road commissions were created by the voters back when road commissions are first established, and we think that, especially in the two cases where they went from the road commission to under county jurisdiction, both of those counties, Wayne and Macomb, were done by a public vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the more the public has to say on things, usually the better. John Niemela, the director of the County Road Association of Michigan. John, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.